Hello, it's Forrest.
Hi, this is Connie.
Hi. I have an appointment to talk to you right now. My assistant Sid had spoken with you yesterday and set it up.
And that's the truth. I don't know why it went to voicemail, but I was looking at your number as a spam number, I guess. But yes.
I apologize. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm ready for.
I'm sorry, I stepped on you. What'd you say?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
So anyway, how's your day?
Terrific in yours.
It's going well, thank you. So you inherited this property
Yes,
and
my
you want.
husband.
I'm sorry?
I said yes, myself and siblings.
Oh, how many?
It's three of us. It's four total.
Four total, okay.
Agreement, so yes.
You're all in agreement to sell the property, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Where do you live?
I'm in North Carolina. The
Oh.
property is in Virginia.
Yeah, Martinsville. I have several properties in Martinsville. That's one of the places that I regularly buy properties in. So, familiar with the area, familiar, with the part of town that it's in. I'm totally interested. I just, we can do this, a few ways. Since, you're out of town, probably the best way would be, the virtual model where I just, do my due diligence on the internet, and then, I send you guys an offer that hopefully makes sense for you. And then you guys approve it, and then we do our inspections after that. Another way is I can schedule a time to go out there, take a look at the property, and meet somebody there, which may or may not be convenient for you. So it's just it's however you guys want to do it.
It's your choice. You could set up an offer sight unseen, or you can set up a time to have an appointment. I'm actually going to be there Friday, so if you prefer to do it that way, that'll be fine. Friday evening, so it's again totally up to you.
Okay, Friday evening, I'm leaving Friday during the daytime to go to Texas until the following Wednesday, so I wouldn't be able to do it on Friday. But okay, well then what I will do is I will send you an offer virtually. I'll take a look at it, and then hopefully something makes sense for you guys. And then I would just need, since there's four of you, I would need all four
Signatures.
names. Yeah,
Okay.
so I would need all four names and email addresses of all the parties.
Okay, that wouldn't be an issue.
Okay. Well, if you just wanted to text that to me at this number, that would
Oh, so
definitely
you
be the
want
person.
to do that in advance?
Yeah, because I have to make it for them.
Yeah. Well, no, because I'm the one that's over everything, all the finances and everything. But when it gets to the point where we have a dollar amount, then I bring them in. They don't even want to be bothered or concerned with it until that point. So if
Okay.
that's the way that you do it, then that's okay, and I do understand.
So you're saying you just want the purchase agreement to you first, and then if you're
Yes.
okay with it, you would get it to them to sign.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
They're going with what I go with, but we have something that we've discussed, so they're going to take it from there. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then this email that we have, ConnieGranderson@yahoo.com, is your best email?
You missed the D in that, Connie. D as in dog,
I see it.
Granderson.
I see
Okay,
it.
yes.
Okay. ConnieDGranderson@yahoo.com. Okay. All right. So can you give me a little bit of details about the condition? When's the last time you've been there?
Probably about 2 months ago, and no one's been living in it for over 6 months. It needs work. I can tell you it has like, it wouldn't be up to my standards because it has like popcorn ceiling and stuff like that. It's that tight. But everything's running and working. AC works, water, no issues with any of that. So.
So what I hear you saying is it needs cosmetic updating, but other than that, everything is functioning
Yes.
and there's no mold, there's no
No.
leaks in the roof or anything like that.
No, none of that.
Okay. Is it, I know you said nobody's living there, but are there items in the home that we would have to clean out?
Yes.
Fully
And we,
furnished or sparsely furnished?
it's partially in which we were planning on doing as is. However, if that would be an issue, we could, it wouldn't be a problem for us to, clean it out as well. So.
We take contents in properties all the time. I have a property that we're closing on in 2 weeks in Martinsville that it's 2,000 square feet and it's slammed full. So it's just part of the service that we provide if you want us to.
Well,
Yeah.
you just back with whatever you're thinking, whatever you typically offer, and then I'll take it from there. And just to be upfront with you, it's just not you. I'm talking with quite a few others, and that's why I told you I was coming down on Friday. I do have a couple that's coming down on Friday, so just to let you know that too in advance. So.
I completely understand that, you need to get multiple opinions and, more than one offer, and I know that there's more than just me that does this business, so okay, what else should I know about the property before I, get everything together?
Again, it was built in 1956, so it's, that type of setup. But I'm sure you are aware of that being in that type of business, how houses were built in certain years. Again, it wouldn't be up to my standards, again, because of the year in which it's built in. And, you'll just have to do, like, for instance, the kitchen. I'm going to use the kitchen counter. The way the counter is set up, that is something that I would reconfigure right off the bat, just things of that nature. But again, you're in the business and that's what you do. So, yeah.
All right. Well, perfect, Connie. I appreciate your time, and I will get something worked up and email to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.